This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. It is Wake Up Call of the Sports Map Radio Network. Coming up this hour, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Don't want to miss that. Also, Matt Michelle, our good friend from the Orlando Sentinel, will join us. We'll talk college football because it was kind of a messy day yesterday. It could get messier. Information flying all over the place. I think about, and I'll ask Matt the same question. Sometimes we have to put ourselves, as those of us who are in this business, sometimes we have to put ourselves in the shoes of the, you know, an average fan that has a job to go to and deals with family issues, that maybe just getting information and then having to process that information while their attention has to go elsewhere. Think about being in an office all day and you just kind of hear through a notification on your phone, or maybe somebody in the office says it, that college football is getting canceled, right? Or Big Ten is canceling college football. And you kind of want some time to sort of look that up, but you don't have time. So you just, you know, it comes in waves. And yesterday was one of those days where you could have left your office believing that the Big Ten shut down. But no official announcement was made because information was flying all over the place. And everyone was buzzing about what this conference was going to do and what that conference was going to do. And there was this emergency meeting on Sunday night. And it becomes a mess. But the reality is we are where we left it. I mean, we are exactly in the same spot except for the Mountain West. The Mountain West said no football. But as far as Power 5, we haven't seen any changes yet. We haven't seen anybody make an announcement yet. That could change today. The Big Ten is expected to make an announcement. That could change 2 days from now, 3 days from now, a week, a month from now. We don't know. Everything is still in flux. But as we are today, we are still got everybody rolling along for the season. Matt Michelle will join us coming up. We also have the good, the bad, and the dumb. And baseball is also in the process of contemplating, and again, this is still about a month away or so, contemplating the idea of doing a bubble-type postseason. I can only imagine Rob Manfred looking at the NHL, looking at the NBA, and Major League Soccer that's having its championship game tonight. Have you heard any problems with Major League Soccer? Not at all. The bubble system has been working so far for those three sports. If I'm Manfred, I'm at least exploring the option of what my postseason may have to look like and has to look completely differently than what I've gotten planned. Good, the bad, and the dumb coming up next as Wake Up Call continues.
At the Sports Map Radio Network, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SportsMapRadio for 20% off. Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb.
Still getting used to that one. That's all right.
Yeah. I am too.
It's all the timing, man. It's like it's like a golf swing. You have to impact the ball at the right moment. The good, the bad, and the dumb, the Tuesday edition. And let's get right to the good of the day.
The good, it's kind of a bad. Well, I don't know if it's bad. I think it's bad in the sense that the NBA needs to get a film crew into the bubble.
Okay.
They just need to start filming everything. They need to start filming bubble life.
I was waiting for the what made it bad, good, slash...
Well, the bad part is that they need to get a film crew. The good part is, here's a little more insight onto what's going on in the bubble. Apparently, players who are staying at the yacht club are all ready to fight each other.
Oh, very... I knew this was going to happen.
Who didn't think about that beforehand, right?
Yeah, right? I mean, you can't just... You can't put them all in the same hotel.
So, for the record, the players who, the teams that are at the yacht club are the Wizards, Kings, Pelicans, Blazers, Spurs, and Suns.
The not so good teams.
The not so good teams. But I guess what is happening is, you know, certain little things like when the Nets pulled off the biggest upset.
Yeah.
Because they ran into the Rockets and the Rockets told them how to beat the Bucks. People aren't really taking favor to that. And so I guess now when you're getting on and off the elevator, people are just staring at each other. And I guess the stairs are getting colder and colder and colder.
This is good. This is good. We need to sort this out.
But it's bad because we're not going to see it.
We're not going to see it. Absolutely. Somebody should have done a documentary on this.
Yes.
Like the NBA should. You're right. The NBA should have said, is any documentary team with can we film just historically?
Where's the guys from The Last Dance?
Yeah.
Where's the film crew for that?
Exactly. And you would be blown away what you could do with something like this. It's great.
Here's the issue. All these teams, like you said, are the not so good teams.
Yeah.
They're all battling for literally that one spot.
Exactly, right.
And they're all kind of just getting a little angrier with each other when that person takes the spot.
And I'm sure there's a lot of frustration. Like the Pelicans had a very, very disappointing bubble run.
They didn't care. We already know that.
A disaster. You've got, some of these teams that showed up. Well, they showed up for a month. I mean,
the Blazers are actually playing well.
Blazers are good. Phoenix is unbeaten since they arrived. They won again yesterday, beating Oklahoma City. So I'm sure there's some aggravation about the time I've spent here, and we're not going to at least participate in the playoffs. We're just closing out these dumb regular season games. And, it's been kind of a disaster for some of us, But don't worry, because in any sort of argument or fight, the Pelicans will have Zion Williamson in there for just 2 minutes and then pull him right back out, make sure he's not involved in any sort of confrontation whatsoever. So that we know that for sure.
Yep. So can we say Yacht Club will become Fight Club?
Yeah, the Yacht Club.
You got to have it. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
I mean, I don't know why you decided to put all the bottom tier teams in the same hotel and think, they'll be fine with each other.
Did they really think that everybody would just be friendly while they're like did everybody think that they'd all just get along and fish and play golf and cards?
Well,
no one would have a problem with anything.
Here's what I'm projecting, all right? So you already have this with the bottom tier teams. So what happens as you advance further into the playoffs?
Right. Oh, exactly.
I mean, there's a reason why we don't have all the players stay in one hotel every single time.
Yeah, no doubt.
So they can go home and cool off. But if if someone was cheap-shotting you, say Kawhi Leonard was cheap-shotting LeBron. Yeah, I'm just pulling out two names. And they kind of just keep bumping into each other in the hotel. Down the, passing each other in the hallway. LeBron's in the elevator. Kawhi's waiting to get on. Does Kawhi sit there and go, oh, never mind. I'll wait.
This is the other thing. You actually brought up an interesting point. I mean, I don't care what you do for a living. I don't care how awesome your job is. If you're surrounded by it 24/7, you don't have a place to unwind. No matter, even if they give them fishing, boating, golf, whatever.
Ping pong.
They're still within the NBA bubble.
Yes.
Right? They're still in the NBA world. There is no place to disappear. There's no place to go home and get away from it. There's no, I'm going to leave the office at the office. You are in the office nonstop. It never ends. You're in there and the NBA rules everything and their presence is there all the time. I think that would drive me crazy. I think I would lose my mind.
Yeah, you don't escape.
You can't escape.
I mean, even for you and I mean, we'll watch sports, we'll talk sports, but it's kind of refreshing to just go and like, I'm just going to go hang out with my family and play a board game or, just escape the other employees that you work with day in and day out.
I agree completely.
It's great to get away sometimes and just say,
should get away. I mean, you should get away.
And these guys
it's
don't.
Healthy
I mean,
for your mind.
The only people they're hanging out with are other people in their profession.
That's right.
So, I mean, some of them may not have, anything. They may not have anything in common but basketball, and that's all they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what's the bad of the day?
Or sharing tips and making other teams mad.
What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is a ex-CEO who is doing time. He was one of the guys, I'm trying to figure out his name so we can give credit where credit is due. Douglas Hodge, who is an ex-PIMCO boss. PIMCO, I guess, being a company, he was CEO of PIMCO. He was found to have paid $850,000 to get his children into elite universities. He was one of those guys.
Oh, he was one of the Lori Loughlin people?
Yes.
And the, what was it? Felicity Huffman?
Yeah, he's one of those guys. He paid for his four children to get into Georgetown or USC, depending on what school they wanted to go to.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, he pled guilty and is doing jail time at what's affectionately a club-fed prison.
I'm amazed. I got to be honest with you. I didn't think this was prison worthy. I never thought this crime was prison worthy.
Well, I guess it's it's mail fraud or wiretap.
Yeah,
it's,
maybe
it's
so.
Those type
All right.
of things.
Yeah,
that,
I get it. I get
you know,
it. Yeah.
Just they carry a minimum sentence. He's serving a 9-month sentence.
Okay.
But he's pleading with the court to let him finish out like his remaining. I don't know how much time he has left, but his remaining time at home, because club fed jail life is too hard.
Well, when we say club fed jail life, what are we talking about?
Well, he gets to
what is his I mean, is he still in a cell?
He's in a cell. It's a medium security prison.
Then we say that when rich people go to jail, but it's still prison.
It's still prison.
Like, it's not like he's not getting served lobster and champagne and
well,
and I mean, is that what's going on? Because if there's an actual prison that yeah, where it's like living in a luxury
a bit,
hotel, let's expose that.
This is from a former inmate who stayed at the same prison that he was in, the same area that he was in. The prison store doubles as a delicatessen, serving up such favorites as rib steak, gefilte
cool.
fish, salmon,
yeah, no,
chorizo,
that's
and
bad.
Smoked oysters.
So why do they... How do you get to go
it
to
has,
that?
It has bocce courts, horseshoe pits, and enough room to play soccer.
Well, how do you get to go to that?
I don't know. I guess you... I don't really know. I guess it's because it's such a high-collar crime or a white-collar crime, if you will, that they're not going to put you in the same prison as drug dealers and murderers
well,
and things
yeah,
like
okay,
that.
Well, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
You know, because those guys definitely don't stand a chance. They're just there. They have to serve some amount
some,
of time, some
time.
Sort of penance
okay.
for what they did. So they give them the cushiest
yeah,
lifestyle
Yeah, we're not going
possible.
To Riker. It's not like Riker's Island,
no.
right? It's not like we're not going to that. Although everybody seems to go to Riker's. They always go like, well, they...
Yeah.
They locked him in Rikers. That's,
no, I mean,
every
you know,
TV show is always like, Rikers is the worst.
For instance, Memorial Day and the 4th of July are celebrated with cookouts serving hamburgers, hot dogs, watermelon, and potato salad.
Yeah, well, okay. That's silly. Now, that's nuts.
They have, you know, there's different activities for them where they can use, they can work out. They have TV. They have movies. They have
so
visitation rights aren't really restricted.
It's one thing if you're, like, in the mob and you get preferential treatment because you're doing it illegally, right? You're paying
yeah.
people under the you're not supposed to live the you're not supposed to have prosciutto in the prison with and
right.
making your own clam sauce, but because of bribes and people sneaking stuff in, you get to live that life. This seems to be an open business that is like out there.
He's probably paying
like everybody
for
knows
it.
About.
I mean, you could I think you could pay for such, you know, to be put in a prison like
okay.
this. I remember we heard celebrities going to these prisons, and it's like, you know, like a day spa.
Yeah.
I remember there being one yeah. in L.A.
So these
for
are
some
private
reason.
Companies where the judge
well,
says
no,
it is okay to do that.
It's a federal
oh,
prison.
Oh, no, no. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's a federal
that's a
prison.
Problem.
It's in
okay,
Otisville,
now that,
New York.
I'm sorry. If it is a private prison that is run where the judge says, yeah, it's a private business. You want to pay $100,000 to stay to spend your 9 months there. That's your. It's fine. As long as you're separated and do your time there, I'm okay with it. But if taxpayer money is going to fund a delicatessen prison with you know, rib steak and fish and bocce courts, okay, we got some examination to do within the government.
Probably.
All right, so
but, I mean,
that.
other famous inmates of this prison, just so you know, the type of clientele that this prison does receive, you have ex-Trump associate Michael Cohen, Bernie Madoff stayed there. Mike, the Situation...
Bernie Madoff should have never stayed there. Bernie Madoff should have been in a
no,
cell in
no,
the sun.
Hey, you got to put him in the nice prison. Mike.
Why?
The
he doesn't have any money.
Mike the Situation, you remember from
yes,
was it Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Billy McFarlane, your favorite.
Fire Festival fraud
yep.
guy. Wait a minute. He has no money.
So
no,
I mean,
no. Stop. This whole idea, like, well, the rich, but he has $0.
All right. Well, you can explain to me. It's a
he
federal
prison.
He owes
$120 million in restitution.
He probably got it from Bernie. Bernie made him a good
Bernie
deal.
Bernie Madoff has no money either. Like, his wife is broke. There are no funds. You can squeeze that lemon. You're not getting any juice. There is no money. How are they going to this prison? They have no cash. Nothing.
And one newspaper called it a castle behind bars.
Wonderful. Billy McFarlane went there.
So, I mean, you can see how that we feel bad for this ex-CEO.
All right. All right. Well, Billy McFarlane should be not go there. And Bernie Madoff, again, should be tied to a tree and let out in the middle of the summer. All right. Let's go to the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day, I got to give it to the Washington football team.
What are they doing?
I'm still trying to come around to saying Washington football team. But you know how every single year football teams come out with their own hashtag?
Yep.
Well, they came out with a new one for themselves, hashtag 1932.
Yeah, I saw this, and you can't hashtag numbers?
Can't hashtag numbers. I guess no one knew about that.
Well, I didn't know it either.
I didn't know it either. I mean, it's not really a dumb.
I'm dumb, too.
No, it's not really a dumb. It's just I thought something like this should be more common knowledge, I guess.
Why can't you hashtag numbers?
Exactly.
Because it's the number sign, I guess. So,
does that make a difference?
But in Twitter, it's its own thing.
I mean, what is it? Does it transform it to a phone number or something?
I don't know. That's a good point. Well, if there's numbers. Something, I mean, if there's really, I got to be honest with you, I had no idea. I had no idea that, like, when somebody said that, they're like, oh, look at the Redskins or the former Redskins. They don't even know how to do this. I don't know how to do this.
Like, I guess you have to say, can you go hashtag Washington 1932?
I guess you can't just say hashtag
1932.
I guess you put like a Y in front of it, or a YR, like year 1932.
The lowercase C with the circle, circa 1930. I don't know. Established, EST 1932. There we go. We figured it out for you, exactly. Washington football team.
Yeah, like Formula One just had its 70th anniversary race, hashtag F170. So they just put a letter in front of the 170.
And that works.
And that worked.
See, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't either. Well, they should probably do their research before they hit Twitter.
Is there a rule book that we can go to?
That's
Twitter?
A great question.
I figured you can't use profanity.
Yeah.
But I think you can.
I think you can. I think I've seen profanity.
I'm almost certain you have, but I would think that would be something that you couldn't do. But you can use profanity, but you can't use numbers.
That's right.
But I guess you can use numbers to spell out profanity. Maybe too.
Maybe so. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. I'm still mad about Billy McFarlane getting club fed prison treatment with no cash.
It sounds like a nice place to go. I mean, if I ever get pinched, I know where I'm requesting.
That's where you're requesting. Exactly. Matt Marshall joining us from the Orlando Sentinel coming up in 15 minutes. We'll talk college football with him as we continue Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio Network.
Is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, Superstar Batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstar Battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today, and the professional parts people help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. I said it at the top of the hour, Mr. Culver. Major League Soccer has got its championship game tonight, and outside of a few hiccups in the beginning, this went off without a big hitch, without a problem.
The only problem is that not many people know that the championship is tonight.
Yeah, I don't even know who's playing.
Because it went off with little issues at all that it kind of got lost in everything.
Is it Orlando and Portland?
I think it's Orlando and Portland.
Yeah, who's playing tonight. But there was no major, like, we didn't see a story that was like, oh, God, Atlanta United and LAFC had to leave because 500 of them caught the virus.
That story came at the very beginning Dallas FC decided not to go.
Nashville the same way. Nashville soccer team in its first year of existence had to pull out of the tournament.
Yeah.
Because they had 9 players.
And then after that, I mean, nothing.
Yeah, and then that was it.
I mean, didn't hear anything. You just heard about soccer being played.
And they ran it well. Good job, Major League Soccer.
You hear the news stories coming out with baseball. It's like, you know, we're going to move to a bubble for the playoffs. So you guys should have done this all from the get-go.
I know. They should have found a way to do this. This bubble thing is working. Yeah. Like the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs start today.
I know.
Like the round of 16. I know the qualifying round and all that.
A round of applause to the NHL?
They've done a good job.
I mean, for Edmonton, they've been having fun. basically the announcers in the Edmonton bubble.
Yes, they are. You're right.
You know, where they had fans in the stands. They thanked all their fans in the stands. And somebody literally put those gigantic floor fans on seats.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
But my favorite was when Edmonton announced tonight's attendance is zero.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's going good up there. But it's also going good at Disney World. And the NBA has done a good job, too.
Yeah, it just shows that it works. I mean, no
issues at all. I hope they get to
the
finish line. I really do. I hope we get to the finish line and there's no problems and all this stuff.
With baseball?
With both. The NHL and the NBA.
I think
baseball,
we will.
We'll see. But if Adam Silver and Gary Bettman can pull this off, meaning that they did it. They got a champion. They did it. They got through it. I mean, the players, yeah, there's squabbles like we talked about and whatnot. But overall, the players were safe. The quarantine worked, or the bubble worked. They got the games in. They got a champion. They did everything that they wanted to do while they were there. They completed the season. Whatever it cost versus whatever they made in terms of the television, that's up to them. I don't care. But if they do it, they've done something historic. They've navigated through a very difficult time for sports.
No, because, right? I mean, you hear, like, there's a new story coming out with the Scottish Premier League, their soccer league. A couple of players came down with COVID. It might cancel the whole league.
Yeah.
They just might have to shut it all
exactly.
down. And this, I mean, we've seen firsthand, like, this worked. I mean, as long as you don't have guys running off to Magic City, you're good.
Exactly. And look, baseball may have to, I worry about, again, the thing I worry about baseball is if more and more teams have outbreaks and more games are canceled, then the season looks messy. Like, the regular season looks messy. But because you've expanded the postseason, maybe nobody cares, right? Maybe nobody goes, all right, whatever. So what if some team played 47 games and another one played 60? You know, we've gotten, you know, pretty much everybody gets to win this thing.
In the Cardinals, it doesn't matter if one team, you know, if all the teams play 60 and your team played five.
Right, played five, right? Because the Cardinals are just getting canceled every day. But the postseason is where the Major League Baseball, all of the arguments that they had with the players union, all of the fights about money and prorated salaries and all of that we yelled at them for because they weren't putting a plan together in place that seemed safe or it seemed logical. They were just arguing over money. If they get to the postseason, which is where everybody wanted, and they botch this and the baseball playoffs are a mess and they're canceled and postponed and they failed miserably, then this will be one of those, you'll have a compare and contrast situation with how the NBA was able to do it and how baseball was able to do it. Now, to be fair, the NBA was trying to restart a season and had some time to really figure out where they wanted to go. Baseball had a number of options, but they were trying to start their season and they were trying to figure out, well, what do we do? Like, we're trying to play a year. Basketball was trying to wrap it up. Hockey was trying to wrap it up. Right. Not everybody was going to be there, you know, like eventually, like you might have like six or seven teams leave because of like it didn't hockey. I mean, they played these qualifying tournaments and now, you know, like the Predators are gone. The Rangers are gone. All these other teams that played there, they disappeared. So now you're down to eight on each side. You're down to 16 total, but eight on each side. The NBA is going to wrap their regular season up at the end of the week. And then you're going to send a bunch of teams home. So, but baseball was like, how do we do this with all 30 teams? Like, how do we do this with everybody and everybody plays enough so everybody gets paid enough to make this worth our while? For the NBA, a lot of guys had already got a lot of their money for this upcoming season. The checks were clearing, everything was rolling along, arenas were full, and now they're just like, let's see if we can wrap it up. Baseball was trying to come up with a year where they're like, well, the players want to get their salaries in some capacity, some prorated rate, but we also want to have some sort of season that leads to the postseason where the money is. If you get to the playoffs where there's no money, like because we canceled games and there's coronavirus on 7 of the 14 teams that are in the playoffs or whatever it is, that's bad. That's a terrible look. I think this bubble type format that they're talking about, it's got to make sense. Like, you got to do it in a couple of cities where you can control it.
I don't think you can have it just say, well, you know, the NBA is moving out, MLB will move in, we'll just have it at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, you can't do that. Like, you're going to have to have it in, like, L.A. where you can use Anaheim and Dodger Stadium, or New York where you can use those stadiums. And San Diego, too. That's true.
It's not too far away.
Same thing in the East. Like, you could do Yankee Stadium, Citi Field. You could go down to Philly and play there. Like, in some way you can do that. But you can't have them all go to, like, Arizona. Like, to play. That's not going to work. Like, the postseason won't work. It's just, you can't do it in one place. All right, Matt Michelle will join us. We'll talk about what college football went through yesterday. That's coming up next.
Here.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
It was kind of a confusing day yesterday in college football, and let's sort it all out. Let's go to our Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Matt Michelle, Orlando Sentinel, talking some college football and what it was a kind of a weird day. Matt, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you guys doing this morning?
Good. I said this earlier. I think if we put ourselves in the shoes of a typical college football fan that went to an office yesterday, busying themselves with work, dealing with some family issues, getting information kind of piecemeal, maybe at the water cooler, maybe a notification on their phone. It was kind of a confusing day. You could almost say, what exactly went down yesterday? How did you process the news that wasn't news, but kind of was throughout the day?
Well, it seems to me it was a very roller coaster type day. You know, I mean, we start out, you mentioned emotions. You start out at the beginning of the day, there was the thought that and reports that the Big Ten was basically going to cancel, you know, the upcoming football season. The Pac-12 would probably, you know, join along with them as well. And then as the day went on, you know, you kind of saw that maybe that changed. You know, we saw maybe the Big Ten changing its mind, thinking maybe more it wasn't going to cancel the season. Maybe it was just going to, you know, push things back for a later start. You know, I've used this word over the last, you know, two or three days, and it just dysfunction right now. You know, you're just seeing right now where, you know, the leaders of college football are having problems trying to come up with a plan that actually makes some sort of sense. And, you know, we've seen more and more of these conferences. One minute it's fine to play, and the next minute it's not fine to play. And then, you know, as a fan, it's confusing. It's you know, got to be frustrating because you're wondering, okay, I understand what's going on in the world and the country right now, but why are these changes happening, you know, so quickly? When one minute it seems like we're going to play football, the next we're not.
Why aren't the university presidents, it doesn't feel yesterday that they're either on the same page or discussing this with their coaches, with the coaching staff, because Harbaugh, Day, Scott Frost, all of them are saying, wait a minute. No, we want to play. If I'm a university president, I can vote, but if I'm just going to, in the end, go, wait a minute, hold on, my coach wants to play, well, why did I vote in the first place?
Yeah, you know, I think what happened early on was I think the president had this thought that, okay, we are going to cancel the season. And then I think you saw the backlash. You saw the players speaking out, taking to social media, you know, really kind of pushing that movement that we saw, you know, the hashtag we want to play movement. And then you saw coaches jumping on there. You mentioned Jim Harbaugh releasing a statement saying, you know, this, we want to play. This is all the things that we're doing right that can help us be successful on the football field, off and on the football field. You saw Ryan Day and Scott Frost with some really strong comments. And I think I agree with you. There was no communication up here between, you know, the presidents and their coaches. There was no maybe plan that you know, let's talk about this. Let's see what's going on. I think there was concern over the weekend. I think they felt like, you know, they've had some spikes here and there, and you saw some concerns or reports about long-term effects of COVID-19 on players. I think there was a couple players that got sick. And, you know, there's talk about maybe some health issues with when it comes to the heart of a player, you know, that can affect that. And I just think this is what I meant with dysfunction. There was no, let's all sit down and meet and have a big, you know, work this out before we sit at a table and get some votes. And I think that's what happened during the day. I think that initially they were going to cancel the season. I think because of all this backlash and they heard their coaches saying, basically, you can't do this. They eventually are changing their mind. Now, that's not to say they can't change their mind overnight, and we are back to maybe, you know, not having a season again. But the back and forth to me is what's really frustrating, because it just shows to you that the leadership is really lacking all over. And
yep.
I use the word dysfunction because, you know, what I think you're seeing that's working with the NFL and the NBA and the Major League Soccer and all the professional leagues is there's basically one voice that's, you know, deciding things. In college football, it's all over the board.
from what Trevor Lawrence is doing and Chuba Hubbard and those number of players, Justin Fields, who are being more vocal and have more prominence, raising the voice of the players in social media and even just in general, this is something that's a rising tide that may not slow down, that may not calm down in years to come. How much of the door do you feel is opening up for, even post-COVID, a larger voice of what the players want out of college football?
I think the door has been kicked open right now. I mean, you know, listen, you know, 5 years ago, you would have been unheard of to have your star players, you know, going out there and voicing their, you know, their opinions, going against maybe their school presidents or going against, you know, conference commissioners, whatever, you know, those kind of things. But when you see a guy like Trevor Lawrence, you see a guy like Justin Fields, you know, premier, you know, college football players taking to social media and saying, you know, we're done with this. You guys didn't talk with us about this. We want to play. This is what's going on. And then to see the groundswell with everyone else joining in, and not just the players, to get coaches as well. You know, you saw most of the major coaches, as I mentioned, Harbaugh, Day, Dan Mullen at Florida, coaches all over at different levels, you know, basically, you know, using that hashtag to basically, you know, give their thoughts. It's a pretty big swell, and I think it's been going on for the last 9 months. I think we're hearing more and more about how college, the student athlete, is getting a bigger voice. I think it's going to get a bigger voice after COVID. I think that's something that this movement is going to push. And listen, Trevor's comments were probably the most resonated the most and were the loudest, more than any conference commissioner, more than any president, more than any coach. I think people start to understand now that these young men want to play football and they want their voice to be heard. I think it's something that we're going to have to keep an eye on over the next, you know, 6 to 8 months once we're through this, so hopefully through this pandemic.
Matt Mershell joining us, who talks college football from the Orlando Sentinel. Is it as simple, and I mean, I'm willing to admit, I'm kind of naive on how this works. Is it as simple as teams going, you want to play? Fine. Here's a waiver. Sign it. Get us out of the responsibility department. We'll follow all the safety protocols as we sit and talk about this and play football. Or is there a lot more to this than just saying, fine, you guys want to play, let's play?
Well, I think there's a lot more. I think one of the main concerns that the presidents have is liability. I think they're concerned with this idea that, okay, sure, you want to play, we let you play. Let's say in a month or two someone gets sick. God forbid, let's say someone dies. You know what I mean? And then parents come out and sue the school or sue the conference or whatever level they want it to go after. You know what I mean? There's a concern for liability. There's a concern that, you know, who says in 5 years, you know, players test positive for COVID or get sick, and then, like I said, have long-term maybe physical ailments, you know, involving their hearts or involving in some of their lungs. And again, you know, then they try to go after the conferences and you know, sue them. The liability waiver, to me, I don't know if it does a whole lot. And I know people have talked about that yeah, sure, I'll sign a waiver and we'll let it go. I'm sure schools will try it and conferences will try it. They've been trying it to get players to sign it. I think it's such a big, we're talking about health here. It's such a big risk here. You know what I mean? And unlike the professional leagues, there's very little long-term care. You know, it's not like in 10 years if a college player is struggling, you know, that the NCAA or these schools are going to step up and help out.
That's true.
I think there's a lot of concern among the presidents about that. And I don't think it's not so much about what the players are doing now or the coaching staff are doing now with their safety protocols. It's just if someone gets sick, if someone starts to sue the school, what's going to happen?
Scott Frost's comment about, hey, listen, we'll play, we'll find opponents and play, basically in a nutshell what he said, is that realistic? Or is that just, I mean, can he do that? Can Nebraska just do that?
Well, I think, you know, what I've thought about that is, you know, if you want to play independent for 1 year, if you say, you know, listen, we don't want to play for the Big Ten, you know, then you'd have to come up with your own schedule. The bigger question is Big Ten money. I mean, listen, Big Ten is one of the top conferences along with the SEC when it comes to their revenue distribution. And you know, part of that's because of their television deals, you know. And I think if you decide to go off on your own, I don't know if the Big Ten, you know, would allow that. But that's not to say, and I mentioned this last night to somebody, that, you know, let's say if you're ESPN and you know that you're going to lose out, let's say the Big Ten or Pac-12 don't play, you're going to lose out on some inventory for television. And you've got a school like Nebraska or a school like Iowa who's like saying, listen, we're willing to play no matter what. Maybe you work out a deal. It may not be an 8 or 12 game schedule, but maybe you work something out and you find a way to throw them on television. I mean, again, I think the Big Ten would argue that that money kind of, if you're going to be a member, that money kind of comes to us. And they may want to share that. Who knows? But again, it's a lot more difficult, I think, at the Big Ten level, the Power Five level, than it is at a smaller level when maybe a school says, we're going to go independent and play a separate schedule, especially with everything going on. I mean, the SEC is going to be conference only. Big 12 and ACC have said they're only adding one non-conference. It's going to be very tough to add some of those. And as you lose the Mid-American Conference and the Mountain West Conference, there's less schools to add to your schedule. So it's a great idea. I'm just not sure if it works in reality.
All right, I'll get you out with this. And the idea of dominoes. If the Big Ten were to announce today, we're done, given the nature of conferences being sort of these independent things, how much of a domino would it be for the Big Ten to say, we're done, and then all the other conferences following suit?
To me, honestly, it's not so much the Big Ten as the SEC. I think if the SEC, the Big Ten says, let's say they say, we're done. If the SEC says, no, we're moving forward, which is what the indication has kind of been. They say, we're moving forward. We like our safety protocols. Our schools are doing a great job. Our players are doing a great job. I think then the ACC follows suit with the SEC, and I think they convince the Big 12 to go with them. So, even if the Big Ten and Pac-12 say we're done, I still think there's three conferences that move forward and continue with football. Now, I also think that means the American and the Sun Belt and some of these other conferences who are still waiting, I think they continue to move forward as well. If the SEC says, maybe the Big Ten's right, things aren't right now, we need to stop, we need to kind of regroup, then I think it all shuts down because I think the SEC is a big powerhouse. Not that the Big Ten isn't, but I think that's what I talked about earlier with dysfunction and fracture. I think the Power Five is fractured. I think there's conferences right now in there that are willing to do their own thing and leave people behind. And I think this would be one of those instances.
We love talking to you, my friend. Thank you very much for this insight. A very confusing day, but I really appreciate your thoughts.
No problem. Thanks a lot. Take care today.
You got it. Matt Rochelle, Orlando Sentinel. All right, we'll come back. We'll discuss a couple of those things about the domino effect. And what about the SEC? And what about if they were to say that they're not playing this upcoming season? That's coming up next. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, if you got to wear a mask, don't just wear any mask. Get Boomer Naturals three-layer comfortable and highly breathable masks. I love them. I was walking around Sunday with my Boomer Naturals mask. It's so breathable because the masks I had before were just driving me nuts. These come in sizes for adults, teens, children, and they're stock right now, shipped to you fast. They are extremely comfortable because one of the reasons is that I like them so much as well is the nano silver technology woven into the fabric can block those tiny drops and particles from getting to your nose and mouth, and we want the best protection that we can with our mask. Boomer also offers those highly popular nano silver neck gaiters. Order now at boomernaturals.com and use the promo code Tony. Save 20%. Promo code Tony at boomernaturals.com. Free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at boomernaturals.com. Real quick, so Matt Rochelle again, Orlando Sentinel. Interesting stuff. If the SEC says no football, you're going to see a backlash that is going to come across the southeastern United States that is going to make people really put people to stand up and to support that. University presidents are really going to have their facts straight on cutting the SEC football, like really make sure that people understand why they did it. But he's right. I think if the SEC continues along, then other conferences are going to feel like it would be okay for them to continue along. The one thing you don't want is the feeling of one conference canceling and saying, look, we will not have any dead athlete on our head. And then looking at the other conference and saying, well, they're going to seem to be okay with it. That's what I kind of wonder if the perception is going to be that. If the Big Ten says, we're worried about the safety, all it takes is one dead college football player for all of this to not. And looking at all the other conferences and saying, well, I guess they're okay with it too. All right, that is Wake Up Call. The Jake Asman Show is coming up next. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll see you tomorrow. It is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. And again, you can find us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. And don't forget to spell Ron with two N's. Sports Map Radio.
I'm Matt Perrault, host of Pushing the Odds on Sports Map Radio, and this is Odds and Ends, sponsored by BetUS. The National Hockey League has gone to Canada for their restart. They have two bubbles, one in Edmonton and one in Toronto. Odds on favorite to win the Stanley Cup, the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Boston Bruins had the most points at the stoppage. They are plus 450, as are the Tampa Bay Lightning at plus 450. If you like a team from the Western Conference, the Vegas Golden Knights, they're at plus 600 to lift the Stanley Cup.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Phil Snyder here to tell you about one of my favorite sports books, and that's BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. I only tell you about the best, and BetUS.com is the best. Why, you ask? BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-MY-BET-US. That's 1-800-MY-BET-US, and they'll walk you through getting started. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention Odds and Ends, and you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. 25 years in the biz, the best bonuses. BetUS should be your sportsbook. Join today. Call 1-800-MY-BET-US or go to BetUS.com. Remember, mention Odds and Ends to get your bonus.
When hockey comes back, we don't know what the hockey will look like. The guys have been in the bubble in those two markets in Canada, but after the layoff and the restart, it's difficult to really know. Are we going to see the best teams before the stoppage be the best teams after the stoppage? I wouldn't shy away from grabbing a flyer on a team that's 10-1 or 15-1 to win the Stanley Cup. Your favorite team might very well win the Stanley Cup. It's going to be a very different look to the Stanley Cup Finals once we get there. That's going to do it for today's Odds and Ends, brought to you by BetUS. Go to BetUS.com and start playing today. BetUS, a simply better sportsbook.